scotch, my rock, rolling down Loners Boulevard. You've got dreams, keep on dreaming.
High school team never got accepted. Guess it didn't get to go how I expected. Nah, nigga pissed steady looking at the bottom of the list. Like, where the fuck are my projections? Niggas like, next year, sorry. It's all good, you'll be next year's story. Then I said, man, you don't even understand, man. I'm dropping out now, when the next year for me. So I left, bus route to the bench down 53. Took the last dollar that I had for this dream, and I spent it on some 99 cents Mickey D's. Shit wasn't doing too fine. Then I made a call to this nigga named Rhymes. Said he had a little studio and it wasn't top notch, but could damn near do the whole nine. So I said, cool, made a few songs in the shit. Stayed too long in the shit. By about a month, man, I was there so much. Niggas had to lay futons in the shit. Always to my aunt Suzanne. Drove to my first shows in your new Jetta. Always said one day I would be the man. I would just laugh like, who are you telling me? I'ma go far. I can still dream in this world full of stars. I can still scheme in this world full of narcs. If they can still scheme in them unmarked cars. So I'ma dream, I'ma dream, dream, I'ma dream, dream like you said to me. Best words that was said to me. Best words that was said to me. Downtown, cause I'm working on this little mixtape. No fillers, no throwaway songs. Hoping that the shit just go. Sadly for me, the shit didn't. So I make another mixtape and another mixtape and another mixtape. So them niggas start saying shit's hidden. Then I meet a guy named Sasha. Tells me he's thinking about taking up management. Say he got a $1 million empire on his mind. He just need an artist to plan it with. He also say he throw shows out in Texas, and maybe I should open up for one. And I say, cool, man. He books me the next flight out like I'm showing up for something. I land out in Houston around 9. Warehouse Live was my worst show ever. Niggas damn near got booed off stage. I performed like my first show ever. Women in the crowd wouldn't scream for a nigga. Niggas in the crowd, they was cotched up down. Bad enough niggas let Bun B watch, but I felt like I let Sasha down, and shit was live on stage, dawg. That night felt like a nigga had the whole world on my shoulders. 20 years old, trying to find a warm spot in this world getting colder. Then he came to me like, dawg, I could put money on this, bet $100 on this. Gives me a few tips for the next night set list. Says, dawg, you gon' run it on this, and it all works out.
Right now is destroyed and removed it out of his way in the name of Jesus. And I thank you that it is written that goodness and mercy follows us all the days of our life.
That was it. I had hit rock bottom. Lowest point of my life. Just me, the music, and a couple quarters in my pocket. Then it hit me. The phone call that would change my life.
Hi, is this Tory Lanez?
Yeah, who this?
Hi, yeah, this is Mike from Interscope. You slipped me your music a couple weeks ago when I was leaving the office.
Oh yeah, what's up?
Didn't have a chance to listen to it until recently, and my head is just blown off.
Thank you so much, bro. Thank you.
We need to talk.
For sure.
Do you have time this week to sit down?
Yeah. When?
Does Friday work for you?
That works.
Okay, let's lock that in.
All right, cool.
I gotta run, okay? Let's talk soon. See ya. Bye. Okay, perfect. I think we got him.
Hey, Mike, let me ask you something. You really think this kid can make hit records?
Honestly, the music speaks for itself.
All right, well, go ahead and let's listen. Let's see what he's got. Let's put it in.
Okay, let's do it.